Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with a Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back. Michael Cohen here, 1320 WILS. Well, did you know that 1 in 6 Americans suffer from hearing loss? Since it is May and May is Better Hearing Month, there's no better time to talk about why that is and how you can avoid it. Melissa Rodriguez is the founder of Hear on Earth Hearing Care Center and the author of the new book, Hear Your Life, Inspiring Stories and Honest Advice for Overcoming Hearing Loss. Melissa, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
I'm happy to be here, Michael.
Now, it seems like hearing loss is something that happens gradually. How does it usually begin to seep into a person's life?
You're right. It is usually a very gradual process, and it's just little things start happening, like you miss a word here or there, or it may seem like more people are mumbling. Or, you know, when somebody walks away from you and you lose that conversation, those are some of the first signs.
So is most of the damage done in adolescence as a young person? And once it is done, is there any way to reverse it?
Hearing loss is very cumulative. So definitely behavior as a young person can affect it later in your life. But there's also other factors involved, like genetics and the aging process itself. Like everything in our body, the hearing also can break down. There's what you can do to prevent it is just to be really careful about the volumes you listen to your music at, your MP3 player, in your car, you know, how many concerts you go to, or, you know, simply how loud of an environment you're in on a constant basis.
Like, do you yourself use headphones at all?
I personally don't. I do use earplugs, however, when I go, like, to an action movie that would be really loud, so I have kind of a daily way of protecting my ears.
Okay, you actually use earplugs in a movie theater?
I do.
Wow, that's the first something to consider. Now, when you talk about overcoming hearing loss, are you referring to the technologies that are now out there? And are they now so advanced that anybody who has a problem hearing can hear?
What a great question. In most cases, hearing aids are always a great answer to hearing loss. Hearing aids don't actually fix the hearing loss. What they do is they help take away the symptoms. So hearing loss means you stop hearing, you know, people you love. You stop hearing your turn signal, you know, things like that. And so having hearing loss can just be really isolating and frustrating for the people around you and for you, and really detrimental to your job, your relationships. So hearing aids simply take away those side effects by bringing in those signals that you would be missing without them. Some people, however, have waited too long. They wait 20, 25 years before seeking help. In that case, sometimes the brain's ability to decipher the sound coming in can become damaged as well. So the quicker we get help for hearing loss, the better we are long run.
Interesting. So you have to deal with it early on. And in terms of the progression of it, I mean, is it inevitable that any person and every person will, as they age, begin to suffer some hearing loss?
They will not. I have tested several people in their 90s over the last few years that have had no hearing loss. So it's not inevitable. It is probable because of the loud world that we live in, but certainly not inevitable.
So it, really, it's just loud noises, right? Are there any maybe unknown things that affect hearing and can damage hearing that most people are not aware of?
Absolutely. A lot of people are unaware of some prescription drugs being what we call ototoxic. Ototoxic meaning poisonous to the ears or to the nerves of the ear. And a lot of more medications now are than ever. And so when you read that list that comes with your drugs of possible side effects, if hearing loss is there as a possible side effect, then that means that drug is ototoxic. So we're seeing a lot more hearing losses due to that.
Now, in those cases, are those cases reversible?
Sometimes they are and sometimes they're not. Again, that kind of varies from individual to individual and how long that they're on that particular prescription.
Well, that sounds like it's probably a greater problem for the elderly. I'm guessing they're not going to too many rock concerts.
Hopefully not. You'd be surprised, though.
So about 30 seconds left, but in terms of noise, I mean, a movie theater, I have to admit I've never worn earplugs at a movie theater. I have at concerts, though, but what kind of level of noise would you say is really damaging to hearing?
If you know your decibels, anything over 100 decibels is going to be damaging at short intervals, 15 minutes, 10 minutes of something over 100 decibels can create long-term damage.
Well, what's 100 decibels? Like, how,
what would you compare that? Decibels, if you're standing outside an airport when a plane takes off, you know, if you're talking to a person and the noise that's there is so loud that you have to speak very loudly to be heard, that environment is probably too loud.
No more going to the bar, it sounds like.
Yeah, that's a pretty dangerous environment for our ears.
Melissa Rodriguez, the author of the new book, Hear Your Life, Inspiring Stories and Honest Advice for Overcoming Hearing Loss. Melissa, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
Michael, thanks so much, and just appreciate all those sounds around you, and happy hearing.
Yep, you're certainly one of those things that you don't appreciate it till it's gone, and hopefully you can appreciate listening to us here on 1320 WILS, because when we come back, we're going to talk about the thousands of Americans serving time in prison for crimes they did not commit. That's next. This is 1320 WILS.